This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Governor Newsom making headlines, signing a trio of AI protection bills at the same time. Newsom hinted at his hesitancy to approve broader regulations of the industry. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, what's going on here? Is it, as some say, a head fake?
Well, it may well be, and it would be classic Gavin Newsom when he signs a bunch of little bills and then avoids the big one that would be a real game changer. In this case, what he signed was a couple of bills, one that would ban artificially generated misinformation and political ads on the internet. And it was prompted by one that was on X that you had Kamala Harris or something that sounded like Kamala Harris's voice. Maybe it was actually her voice with the words changed around. That basically said, hello, I'm Kamala Harris. I'm running for president because Joe Biden showed his senility at the last debate, and goes on from there. He's not happy about that, and a lot of Democrats aren't happy about that, and that this type of misinformation could be out there and could be on these sites. So he signed a law banning them as political ads. Whether they can still show up as joke videos remains to be seen. But he also signed a bill that would put limits on how Hollywood could use actors' images and voices in artificial intelligence as well. Okay, so that's two. But the real big one out there that would put, you know, liabilities and controls and questions on the overall use of developing AI technology, he's, quote, still processing that. So he's going to say he signed a couple of the easy ones. The big one, however, puts him in a real political bind, and he hasn't figured out exactly what to do yet.
Why is he holding back?
Well, think of it this way. He's got this kind of tightrope he's walking. On one hand, you have people like labor unions, whether it's the Screen Actors Guild or the Teamsters, who are afraid of artificial intelligence winding up with driverless trucks on the highways. Those are jobs. And labor unions are worried that artificial intelligence is going to replace workers. On the other hand, you have the artificial intelligence tech companies who have been long supporters of Newsom, and he's a big booster of them as an economic engine for California. They don't want the sweeping controls because they say it could inhibit technology and innovation. Both are legitimate arguments, and both are put out there by big supporters of Newsom and the Democratic Party. So we'll wait and see what he has to say come September 30th, or doesn't say come September 30th, when the final day for making it a decision one way or the other. But right now, I'm not sure if he's using artificial intelligence to make up his mind, or just old-fashioned political savvy to try to bridge the two and get out alive.
That's KCBS insider Phil Matier, and Phil will be back tonight at 5:50.